Late this afternoon, the Boston Archdiocese offered $55 million to settle hundreds of clergy sex abuse claims against Catholic priests. That's according to attorneys for the alleged victims. The offer comes just 1 week after Archbishop Sean O'Malley was installed as head of the church in Boston. Victims' attorneys say it's a good-faith effort by O'Malley to begin the healing and resolve a crisis that has shaken the Catholic Church over the past year and a half. Joining us now from Boston is NPR's Anthony Brooks. Anthony, how would this settlement work exactly if it does go forward?
Well, here's what we know, Melissa. According to attorneys for the alleged victims, the church is offering, as you said, $55 million. And if approved, by the way, that would be by far the largest settlement of clergy abuse allegations to date. Now, this settlement would resolve claims for some 550 men and women. Each plaintiff would have 30 days to accept the offer, and the settlement would only go into effect if at least 95% of those accepted it. And the church has also offered to pay for counseling for the victims, which has been an important demand on the part of many of them.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've talked to some of the attorneys who are representing these victims. How do they feel about the offer?
I think overall you'd have to say they are very positive about it. They're calling it a hopeful sign, an important step in a long process. One of them said this is by no means the beginning of the end, but maybe it's the end of the beginning. And, you know, but they said there's still a long and difficult process ahead. But they give a lot of credit to Bishop O'Malley, and they call it a very concrete, very substantive offer. And one of them said that's something we have not had yet to date. So it's important. They're impressed.
Now, I gather these attorneys who are representing the victims are still looking at this offer in detail, but have they said anything about concerns they have, anything the offer might be lacking?
Well, about concerns, you know, they're stressing that there's still a lot of difficult negotiations ahead. There are more than 500 victims, 35 attorneys. It's a very complicated process and a lot of difficult negotiating still to be done. One of them said getting 95% of the plaintiffs, for example, could be difficult. So that could be a stumbling block. But all in all, they say it's a positive step from the Boston Archdiocese.
What do you think we can glean from this offer about the kind of archbishop that Sean O'Malley might be?
Well, when O'Malley came in, he came in with a reputation as a compassionate man who understood this issue long before anyone else in the church really did. 10 years ago, Bishop O'Malley settled quickly with about 50 victims of clergy sexual abuse in Fall River, Massachusetts, where he was bishop, and people were hopeful that he would do the same here. Now, when he arrived in Boston, he quickly installed his own lawyer, but no one expected him to deliver an offer so quickly, but he has done that. He's come forward with a pretty substantive offer. So far, it seems he's making good on his reputation as a fixer, and attorneys with whom I spoke today give him a lot of credit for that offer today.
And very briefly, Anthony, this offer's now been made. What happens next?
Well, 30 days of negotiations, and the attorneys say that's going to happen not in front of the TV cameras. So stay tuned and tune back in a month from now.
Okay, thanks a lot, Anthony.
Thank you.
NPR's Anthony Brooks in Boston.